Are you looking to up your recruitment and logistics game? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Going In Raw podcast with your host, Ryan Walker.
Another episode of How to Get Hired. We are on episode number 2. I am Ryan Walker. I'm the director of Walker Recruitment Limited. Thank you again for joining us. Now, if you haven't, we're on episode 2, so if you haven't had a chance to have a look at episode 1, go back, have a look at it. It's on, obviously, website, Facebook page, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. I think that's them all. They're all on there. I'll post the comment, the links to the episode 1 video in the comments below. It's all about find your passion, so have a look at it, guys. Now, this episode is going to be a good one. It's about how to get found. It's a very important aspect now. So a lot of people are going, well, I didn't realise that was an important part of job hunting today. Well, it is. It's now starting to become more and more apparent now. And the reason why how to get found nowadays, so let's take it back to the beginning. We used to just apply for jobs on job boards, 5 or 6 jobs at a time. You put it on there and you hear nothing back. You don't know what's going on. The control's gone from you. You have no control over that. Now you want to get the control back. Now the reason probably why you're not getting the people coming back to you is because you're talking to possibly direct to the company, an HR manager or internal recruiter, or you're talking to an external agency who just don't know the ins and outs of the job itself, don't have that influence behind to give you a call, and they don't really know what they're talking about, sort of thing. So you want to go to the people who do know who they're what they're talking about and who will be the people who are want to speak to you. So why is that so important now? How to get found now is are very important nowadays, because back in the day they used to have something like, it was reputation used to call it. You had a good reputation in the industry, people started to know who you were, your reputation followed you, people in your close knit industry knew who you were, so you obviously got in touch with you that way. Nowadays it's changed now, that's kind of expanded into brand awareness. You need to expand on your brand. Now, the best thing to do that is through social media sites. You call it social media. I don't really call it social media. I don't like that phrase because it's just the internet. It's just a slang word for the internet now because everyone's social. So it's the internet. We've got the massive, so many applications and ways of getting in touch with people that we never had before and influencing people and talking to people who would be very difficult to talk to back in the day. So it's a great platform, so now we need to use it. So we've got places like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. These are 4 main ones that we're really going to concentrate on today, but the first one we're really going to concentrate on is LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is huge. It's the biggest professional network, social networking site in the world that will never change. It's a juggernaut. It is massive. It's taken over the world and no one's going to touch it. People try, but 9 times out of 10, LinkedIn just buy them. That's what they do because they're that big. They're that big. So we need to take advantage of what's going on. Now, if you don't have a LinkedIn account, create one. Get yourself on there. It's nice and easy to do. It's exactly the same as making a Facebook account, except all you do is put your professional details on there, your work history and all that sort of stuff. So we're now going to concentrate on that profile because this is the fundamental part of it. The reason why we look at the profile first is it's your main hub. Whenever you put something or whenever you post something on LinkedIn or whatever happens, they're going to go straight to that. So you need to put as much information as possible on LinkedIn, on your profile. Now that's obviously your work history, what you did in your work. Don't just put you worked here for 5 years. Put on there what you did at the job. If you were a project manager, what projects did you manage? Were you in charge of a budget? Were you in charge of any KPIs? Put all that down. More information you put on there, the better. Similar to your CV, don't overdo it. Put a snapshot of what you've done. There we go. So that's the first part of putting your LinkedIn profile up. Now, we're going to go into a bit more detail about how to get found now. How people get found on LinkedIn, be that by internal recruitment companies, headhunters or external agencies, they use something called a Boolean search. Now, if you don't know what a Boolean search is, there's a great website that can actually tell you exactly what that is. It's called Google. All you need to do is type in Boolean search and there's a whole list of examples of it. It's basically like if someone is looking for, a supply chain director or a supply chain manager, they will type in supply chain and the top search part of your LinkedIn. They'll type in supply chain, hyphens and little squiggles and all that sort of stuff, plus manager, plus the location, all that sort of stuff. It's a string, it's a little string that comes up, but coding. And that's how they search for you. So if you've not got obviously the certain keywords in your profile, you won't come up in the search. So the ideal thing you need to do is get in when someone looking for someone, say if you are a supply chain manager, you want to be in the top 10 search results for that area. So if you're a supply chain manager in Manchester and someone searches for supply chain manager in Manchester, you're going to be top 10. You don't want to be in the third, fifth, sixth, seventh page because it's you've got so many people in front of you and it's pointless. So you want to be the top, one of the top in the first page. It's not like a Google search. You know when you're searching something on Google, you don't go into page two. If it's not on page one, you don't care. Similar to that, you know, people lose interest. So you want to be in the top 10 on the list of your search category. So how do you do that? Now, first thing to do is sort out your profile. So the first thing to do is to sort out your job title. Get your job title sorted out. I see so many people out there who put on, say like, I'm Joe Bloggs. I make dreams happen. Shit you not, I actually seen someone that said, I make dreams happen. Love to see that as a job title. Love to work. I would love to know where you work, because I'd love to be work there as well. Next to the unicorn groomer next door to you in the next cubicle, you know? So don't put something stupid like that on there. Put what you do. If you're a supply chain manager, put supply chain manager. If you're a supply chain manager for a company, you will put your company up on there. That'll come up. If you are a sales manager, put that on there. If you're an air freight sales manager, put that up on there. These are keywords you're looking for. This is where it starts at. When you do a search for people on LinkedIn, the first search will go down to your page. Look at it, goes from top to bottom. So it'll look at your name and it'll look at your job title. So if you put on exactly what you do, you'll get searched, you'll come up quicker, if that makes sense, you know? So that's a good starting point. Your job title plus your obviously company you work for. That's what you need. Put that on there as your job title. Fantastic. Now, the next one is quite an important one, really, to be honest. It's your summary. Now, LinkedIn have just changed their page layout of your profile. Summaries used to be condensed, so you have to press the button to show more of it. It's not the case anymore. It comes straight in there. As soon as you click on your page, you're there. Your summary is right in front of you. Then you scroll down to your work history. So the summary is very important. Now, you put as many keywords as possible in your summary of what you do. So you could put on there, say if you're like an admin manager, you put administration manager for X amount of years, been doing XYZ, put as much what you've done, your experience, what you've actually accomplished through your career, what qualifications you've got, all that sort of stuff, put that as your summary. Don't go too mental on it because you only have a certain amount of characters to put on there. You've got quite a big chunk. You've got 2,000, I think you've got on there. So quite a big chunk. So put as much information in there as possible, but not too much, if that makes sense. Condense it down. Don't want it to be a massive book. Put all the relative details on there. So the more you put on there, the more keywords you put on there, the higher come on the search results, you see. Because remember I mentioned before, when the search comes through, it looks at your name, then goes to your job title, then goes to your summary, and then it goes down to your work history. So there you go. So there you've got the all kind of lined up and ready to go. So once you get that done, you've got your job title, get a proper job title, not a crap one, not a fancy one. Put your proper job title on there because that's what's going to get found. Then put a summary, obviously what you've been doing, how long you've been doing it for, qualifications you've done, experience you've achieved, achievements you've received, all that sort of stuff, put on your summary, because that's going to, the more you put on there, the better chance people are going to connect with you, and people are going to want to talk to you, because you fit their bill, they know more about you before having to talk to you, you know, it's sort of like a CV, it's a snapshot of what you've done, gauge the people's interest, for them to reach out to you, so then you get the conversation going. A lot of people are saying to me, Ryan, if you get me in front of someone, I will be able to get the job, no problems. This is the first part of it. Get their interest first, you know. Get their interest first. Second part, though, next part is get a profile picture. Get a profile picture. It seems really simple, but get one on there, guys. Do not be shy, you know. No one's going to care what you look like, but don't worry about putting, don't put a stupid picture of you on a Friday night or a Saturday night getting pissed up with your mates or like that, or the girls or the boys. put a decent one on there. Some that shows your face and some that makes you look good and all that professional and oh, look at me sort of thing. Get up on there. Do the business, make sure it looks good. That's the fundamental part of it. So guys, now you've got your profile done. You've got your profile, you've got the keywords in there, you've got your summary sorted out, you've got your work history. Endorsements, people talk about endorsements all the time. I'm not a big fan of endorsements. I don't really look at them, so I wouldn't go coco crazy on them at the minute. People can endorse you if you want. It's nice of them. You can endorse them back. So yeah, fair enough, go for it. So next we want to do is get your connections sorted out, right? So you, I don't know how many connections you guys have got. If you're looking at this, you could have a few hundred, you could have a few thousand. You could have nothing. This could be your first time on LinkedIn. So what you want to do really is connect with the right people. Don't connect with anyone and everyone. Don't just go through. Don't connect with your friends. Connect with people who are going to benefit you and your career, who are in your industry, who are in your network. That's who you want to connect with. So say if you're in logistics and you want to work at DHL, for instance. There are other logistics companies available, by the way. You want to connect with the HR manager. You want to connect with the logistics manager, the director, all that sort of people. So if you're in I don't know, like a retail environment, and you want to speak, you want to work for other companies, you go and you head up the HR manager, logistics manager, director, go to the top guys, the decision makers, you want to speak to them. You don't want to speak to anyone else apart from them. Don't worry about a warehouse assistant who you worked with 10 years ago. You can add them if you want, but make sure it's benefit to you. Make sure they're going to benefit you in the long run. Now, there's a reason behind we want decision makers and people of influence in there. Is because when you start putting content up, they're the ones that are going to see it. They're the ones who are actually going to take notice of it and then start to become a bit more apparent. So instead of, like we said beforehand, with the job boards and you're just posting your CV up on there and then you're just looking for jobs and you're applying for them, nobody gets back to you, it's because you're not hitting the right people. It's the HR manager or it's the external, internal recruitment company that's actually dealing with it. You don't want to go to them, you want to go to the top. Speak to the decision makers. That's who you want to influence. Now, this is a good way of doing it. So you've got that. So you want to keep doing that. Add them. Search for them on LinkedIn. Use the search bar. You can the search function is very good on LinkedIn, to be honest. You can actually search for filter it to quite a specific area or industry or niche that you want to go to. You don't need to pay for LinkedIn to do this, by the way. I forgot to mention, you can use the free one. I use the free one. I have done for many years and I don't need to go elsewhere because I just don't like spending £80. I'm Scottish, don't like spending £80 on something I don't need. So here you go. Use the free one. The free service there is really available. It does the job. Right, so we've got your profile done. You've got your network done. Keep adding. You adding people on LinkedIn in your network is going to be an ongoing thing. You're never going to stop doing that. People are going to connect with you. And you're going to connect with them. Don't worry about it. It's fine. But when people do connect with you, talk to them. Start the conversation up, you know. When you send a connection request to them, put a little note. Say, hi, thank you very much for connecting. I'd love to connect you with my network and chat about ongoing things. I've seen that your profile. Just make up, well, not make up anything. Start the conversation off. But don't just sell them straight away. Thanks for connecting with me. I want a job. Can you help me? Don't do that because they're going to go, my God, another one. They get bombarded with these messages every day. You don't want to be like them. You want to be different. You want to be stand. You want to stand above the noise of everyone. We're going to go through that in a shortly. So be nice, be genuine, be yourself, and then you'll get a lot more feedback from it. So you've got that. Now, how to get properly out there? You've got the Boolean searches keywords sorted for your profile. So whenever a recruitment company or a headhunter comes, they do the Boolean search, you're going to come up and then they're going to get your info, you're going to get your profile and you're going to be at the top. That's what you want to do. Now, good one to get out there is, I was going to use an analogy there, I probably will use it actually. Do you remember how I think about LinkedIn? Do you know when you're back in the day, when you're 14, you're at a school disco and you walk in and it's always in a games hall and you see a lot of people on the dance floor and they're all dancing about, but then you see the people running about, just standing there watching, twiddling their thumbs, poking their mates, eating some food, whatever they do. This is what I like. That's exactly what LinkedIn's all about sometimes. Because you see the people on the outskirts, they just connect with people and they don't do nothing. And then they complain to say, like, oh, why am I not getting searched for? Why am I not getting found? Why do people not engage with me? Well, because you're sitting outside. If you want to engage and get some more profile and get a bit more higher network, you need to engage with people. Just because you build it, you think they're going to come. They won't. You've built it. Now it's time for you to grab the bull by the horns and make it happen. Don't just sit back and wait for it to happen, because that's just lazy. It's not going to happen. You'll still be sitting here 2 years' time thinking the same thing. Grab the bull by the horns and get out there and make things happen. So get yourself in there. What I mean by that is get yourself on the dance floor and talk to the pretty girl or pretty boy on there. It's another analogy. I don't mean to do that. But get out there. Make conversations with people. Put content up on there. Engage with people on their statuses. When someone puts something up on there, comment on it and say, yeah, that's great, that's fantastic, I really like that. Add value to what you're doing. Then after a certain amount of time, people will start to realise you actually know what you're talking about, because you're adding value to different things. You're talking about your own industry and you're talking sense. Don't just put up, well done, great, fantastic. Add value to it. Add to their point. You know, the guy could probably sit, someone could probably put a post up on there, you added to it, and you're like, my God, that guy's really cool, or that girl's really cool, because she added to what I was talking about, and she understands what I'm talking about. And this could be a director from one of the companies you want to work for, and if they see that, and then they constantly see it, they go to your profile to check you out, they go, wow, he's got everything that I need, I'm going to have a chat with this guy. That's how it happens. Get yourself out there, don't wait for it to happen, get out there and push on and actually do something about it. Do not sit back and wait for it. Please do not do that, because you're not going to go anywhere. That's the main thing. So get out there. Put up content, status updates. LinkedIn loves stories. Don't worry about external links to websites. And you see an article, you think it's great. LinkedIn don't like external websites. They will not put it up there. They won't put much effort into it. They love stories, long paragraphs, or split paragraphs that give value and give good content and give good influence sort of thing to other people, people that you engage with, people who are going to like it. And then after a while, you'll start to become a little bit of a more of an influencer in your market. People will start to realise who you were, people will realise what you're up to, and then when you turn around, you click the trigger saying, I am looking for XYZ, people bombard you. Say, I want this guy because, or this girl because, I've seen what you can do and I've seen what you're all about. Do not be scared to put yourselves out there, guys, all right? Fundamental part of it, do not be scared. It might be daunting, but as soon as you get in there, and as soon as you start making a little bit more change, you'll see great things happening, all right? Now, guys, I've been keeping on going for best part of 20 minutes now. I want to leave you so you can go and do what you need to do. But, guys, thank you so much for taking time out to listen to me. If you want to know more, or if you want to have a chat with us, I will put all my details in underneath in the description so we can have a chat, book into my diary, we can go through it in a little bit more detail than I have on here. Go to my website, there's loads of stuff on there that's looking at. My Facebook page is on there as well. I put up all these videos on here, same as my YouTube and on my LinkedIn. If you want to have a look at my LinkedIn profile to get a little bit of heads up of what it's like, it's Ryan Walker, Director of Walker Recruitment Limited. It's my ugly mug on there, you can't miss it. Have a look at my profile, take little snapshots of it, see what you think, the layout of it. You don't copy it, but use it as a guide. Use it as a guide, guys, all right? Guys, again, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure, and I really hope to speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Going In Raw podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit walker-recruitment.co.uk, on Facebook at Walker Recruitment, and Twitter at Walker_REC. We'll catch you next time.